Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the Theater Lady, it is always good to have you on the show. You're getting around.
Oh, I am, thanks to you and Berg Vivant.
You are out there.
I'm having a wonderful time seeing lots of fantastic theater.
And
I love it. Every minute.
You were most recently at Off the Wall Theater for a Feminine Ending. Let's start at the beginning.
That's a good place to start.
Indeed.
Well, it was written by Sarah Treem, who actually taught playwriting at Yale School of Drama and graduated from Yale with her BA and MFA, Masters of Fine Arts. So I think that right away tells you something about her talent. And
she's literate.
Oh, extremely literate. And she's also written some things for HBO and TV. She wrote several episodes for the Netflix House of Cards.
House of Cards. And, you know, I've not seen that show, but I know that people are wild about it.
Oh, I know.
So I guess if you're a House of Cards fan, you may enjoy this show as well. House of Cards is what, like political intrigue?
I don't know. I've never seen it either.
We got to get with the time. We're out at the theater.
I know. Yeah. I'm not so much with TV. It's the theater.
Yeah.
And she also wrote a very popular series, from what I understand, for HBO called In Treatment.
Mm.
So she's a prolific playwriter, too.
Indeed.
Not just TV series. And I found her to be extremely funny and witty. Her writing, I thought, was very tight and not a word wasted.
That's good to hear.
90 minutes, no intermission.
Thank you. I love shows like that.
I do too.
Because intermission, it breaks it up. I never know what, unless I've got to go to the bathroom really bad, I don't know what to do with myself. I would rather just the action continue, you know.
Well, especially when the play then drags out so long, if it's an intermission
right.
Then it's lasting hours. But
so that's cool.
It moves.
But we should tell folks, you know, stop into the ladies' room before the show then, because you ain't going to get a break in between.
Or in your case, the men's room if you wanted to go.
Maybe. Anyway. Please, go on.
Well, Erica Cuenca played the lead role.
Yes.
And she was Amanda, a young, aspiring musician and composer who became engaged to an almost famous vocalist who was starting on his career.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, really. Played by Andrew Wind.
Mm-hmm.
And after she got engaged, it looked as though her kind of career and aspirations might have to be put aside for his.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of how it begins. Then she's summoned to her parents' house, and her parents, Ingrid Sonichsen, and I love this name. This sounds like a real actor, but I'm going to have to peek because it's so different. Weston Blakeslee.
Well, he is a real
played
actor.
Her father. Yeah.
I mean, it's a very actorly name.
It is. It sounds very almost regal.
Yeah.
You know, like the royal family. I love that name. But anyway, the interview.
Did he live up to it?
He did.
All right, he delivered.
Wonderful performance. And when Erica Cuenca was with her parents, Ingrid Sonichsen and Mr. Blakesley. The electricity between them and the energy between them just was electrifying. The three of them and the way they played off each other, and particularly the mother and daughter, was a true, I think, tribute to what great actors those two are, or those three, because it just, you could feel it. It was so real and so much emotion, but yet so funny. This was truly a thinking person's comedy.
Ah, very good.
That wasn't fluff, but yet hysterically funny.
And when you get intensity in that space, and, you know, for anybody who hasn't been to Off the Wall, and everybody should go to Off the Wall. It's an intimate theater.
It is.
When you get something on stage there that is electric, as you say, you feel it in every seat of that house.
And it was sold out last night. So I encourage people who definitely
will
want to see it, get your tickets, go get them before they're gone, because it was a great show.
Good.
And there were two young men, her current fiance that I mentioned, and when she went back to her hometown, she ran into her former high school boyfriend. And that was kind of interesting. That was played by Sean Cameron Hall.
Indeed. But there sounds like there's a lot of things that happen in this show that a lot of us can relate to.
Definitely.
Which may be where a lot of the humor comes from.
And it wasn't just the plot of her and what she may or may not give up if and when she marries this young man that she's engaged to. It was about parental relationships with her children. It was about relationships within a marriage and dreams that people have that may or may not come to fruition. There was a lot of substance to it, and I walked away from it feeling as though I had spent an evening well, because I laughed really hard, but I came out with a lot of things tossed around in my head that made me think about some things and kind of do some evaluation.
I've seen photos of the set. The set looks very interesting. It's all doors. Composed of doors.
Doors, I know. It was designed by Tony Ferrieri, who has been designing sets for 35 years. He's won several awards for his set designs. He designs a lot for the city. In fact, he did the set for Charles Ives.
Okay, yeah.
That was actually a keyboard way up in the air. It was really a neat set, very creative. But this one last night, I talked with Ricky Costolo, who's the set carpenter for the theater.
Oh, boy, but she had a ball with this one.
She said there were 79 doors on that set. And she said, but there are 80 because there was one in the lobby. I don't know if it was left over or what.
Looking at it, but, I mean, it kind of reminded me of Laugh-In. I kept expecting, like, Ruth Buzzy to pop out of one, you know?
Sock it to me!
Joanne Morley. But no, it looked very clever, and I'm sure that they used it very intelligently, too.
Yes, they did. And it was, the doors were so symbolic of the ins and outs of life and changes and mood changes, scene changes. It was, and the doors went all the way up to the ceiling. They weren't just all lined up. They were arranged very artistically, I thought.
Yeah, they've pulled off some clever designs in that space.
They have.
I got to hand it to them there. So this is certainly another then.
Yeah, and again, the lighting by our friend Scott Nelson.
He
always does a great design.
Scotty Nelson will light you up.
He will, and he did. He lit up that theater last night.
God. Top three reasons to see this show.
Well, I think I already mentioned one. It truly was a thinking person's comedy. Hilariously funny, but a thinking person's comedy. And another reason, I think, was the wonderful energy between Erica Cuenca and her parents on the set. The energy just truly was electrifying.
Okay, boogie, boogie.
Yeah, it just really drew you in and kept you at the edge of your seat.
Cool.
Because it was emotionless.
Well, you're making up words now. Have another cocktail, Judy.
I know. Emotionful. Full of emotion, but full of humor at the same time.
Ah, good.
And the set, just to see that set, I think is worth walking in the door.
Because is that the third?
I would say that set was really genius.
Cool.
It added a lot to the play.
Nice. Feminine ending. I'll show you my masculine front if you show me your feminine ending.
Hey!
Waka, waka, waka.
You better behave, mister.
No promises. No promises. Feminine ending at Off the Wall Theater. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.